Good morning, good evening, or good something else entirely. This is Patrick Perdue, and today I'm going to show you something kind of interesting. Today I have an iPhone 5 and an iPad 2 with me, hooked up to the board, and both of them are loaded with Acrobat Softphone. A new update to that just came out recently, which adds Opus support, Opus Wideband and Opus Narrowband. For those who don't know, Opus is the kind of Ogg Vorbis Celt Speaks hybrid replacement thing. Oh, and Silk too, don't forget Silk, it incorporates some of that. But anyway, I have both of these phones registered on a local switch, which is running on a DDWRT router upstairs, and connected to both of them over Wi-Fi. Obviously, it's kind of the only way to do it. And I thought I would just kind of give you an idea of what this actually sounds like. In order to make this a slightly more interesting experience, I have connected my Audio-Technica ATR2100 to the iPad through the camera connection kit in order to give a wider frequency response than the built-in Apple mic and the AD converter that it has, which likes to really limit the frequency response on the low end. For the sake of comparison, this is the sound of my voice going through a flat ATR2100 with no processing at all, which I don't really like all that much until it's been compressed, EQ'd, de-essed, and a couple of other things. So let's do this thing. Let's unlock the iPad.
11:54.
And the iPhone.
11:54. Sunday, Ember 8, slide unlock. Social folder, 8 new items, 11 apps.
There we go.
Double tap to open.
So let's open Softphone. I think I still have it in the App Switcher.
App Switcher. Softphone.
Both of them. Apparently I do.
Washing gallery. Softphone. Safari. Washing gallery. Settings.
And double tap to open. On the other one.
App Switcher. Softphone. Switch registering. Softphone. Keypad.
Now the issue with Acrobat Softphone, since iOS 6, it's become just about useless because it's so non-responsive when you let the screen not do anything for a couple of seconds. Like, for example, let's go to the next element on the screen.
Keypad. Heading.
And again.
Settings. Button.
And it takes a while.
Number. Text field.
To respond.
Double tap to edit. 1.
What if you're going fast?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
It's fine. I don't know if any of their other products do that, but I'm going to be talking to the Acrobat people and see if they can fix that. It's really annoying, especially when you're trying to enter numbers. But anyway.
Keypad. Settings. Button.
I've already called the iPad from the iPhone, so I should just be able to hit the call button twice and have this work. Let's see if this actually does
Zero.
Do what I
Plus.
Think it should do.
Call button.
Press the call button twice.
Call.
And the iPad should ring.
End call button. Ra.
And it does.
Reject button. Ignore button. Answer button. Hold button.
All right, so here we are using the Opus Wideband codec. This is the internal iPhone 5 microphone, which sounds pretty much exactly the way you would think it would. I actually don't think the lossy compression is doing that much to make it worse than it already is. I've never been a fan of the way the iPhone microphone sounds. It's very uniform, and everyone knows what they sound like, but I've just never really been a fan of it. I come from, you know, having my Nokia E71, having a much better microphone, and generally just much nicer audio for the input section, but oh well, again, I will save that rant for later.
End call button.
End call button. No, I don't want to do that. So now let's turn the Audio-Technica mic on, which is connected to the iPad.
As I have done. And now you're hearing the iPad through the iPhone output. And as you can tell, this is a pretty nice full frequency response. The microphone has a natural little bit of a peak on my voice that I usually EQ out when I'm actually using it for anything useful. But this is what it sounds like straight.
Not too bad.
Also, check out the latency.
This is a local switch.
But considering that this is the local mic versus what you're hearing from the phone, it's not too bad.
So back to the iPhone internal microphone. And yeah.
Pretty nice, this wideband codec. I kind of wish all phones would sound like this. The thing that makes this actually kind of interesting is this is, in fact, the same technology that you could use to interface to other SIP-compatible devices or software. So eventually, maybe more stuff will support Opus, and conferences will sound a lot more interesting. I'm not sure what sampling rate this operates at. It sounds a little better than 16, but not quite as nice as 48K, so I'm not really sure what the bit rate is or the sampling rate, but it's not too bad considering what you're hearing now is coming from an iPad over a switch, a SIP switch, and then back out through the iPhone and then into the board. So there you go. Now that I've done that, I can
screen dim. Keypad. Washing gallery. Switch ready.
As I've done.